Get ready to go to a whole new world when Rubicon Theater Company kicks off the summer youth programs with Aladdin Jr. Soar to new heights on a flying carpet ride filled with romance and adventure. This magical musical will take the audience on an unforgettable journey. When the street urchin Aladdin vies for the attention of the beautiful Princess Jasmine, he uses a genie magic power to become a prince in order to marry her. Aladdin Jr. opens July 7th and runs for 5 performances through July 9th. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to www.rubicontheater.org.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Please join us for Metal Arc Service League's 30th annual A Taste of Camarillo Wine, Brew, and Food Festival, the longest-running wine and food festival in Ventura County. Guests spend an afternoon sampling on the grounds of the historic Camarillo Ranch. Dust off your boots and enjoy country-western music and dancing with live performances. There'll be a VIP Lark Saloon, Wet Your Whistle Watering Hole, and shopping in the shade of 100-year-old trees. All proceeds from the Taste of Camarillo benefit local and Ventura County charities. Saturday and Sunday, July 29th and 30th. For more information, visit www.metalarcserviceleague.com.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and I hope that you joined us during our early show. And, of course, that's always about waking up, starting your day in a positive way. I'm Kim, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, it is 4th of July weekend. Oh, my gosh, I tell you, it's like, you know, just a great time to get together with friends or family or just kick back. And also, I definitely want to mention the street fair that's happening out here on 4th of July. On Tuesday, 4th of July, I call it like we'll go all the way through the weekend and then lead into the next week, right? But anyways, again, I always like to start my shows with a something uplifting, and freedom is not worth having if it does not include the freedom to make mistakes. Sometimes we have to just give ourselves permission to let go of those things that we can't change or things that maybe we thought were going to go a certain way and it didn't. So anyways, again, for anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, I'm so grateful that you are here. I want to start with giving our phone number out, and that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We love to get back on the Kim Pagano Show, and we have so many callers calling in. Please keep doing that. Keep sharing all of our guests and our show with you, and I would love to have you call in and let us know who you are by giving us your name, your number, your email. And we have a newsletter that goes out every single week. We've been growing like crazy with that, and all you have to do when you call is say, hey, I want my email to be added to that list. So with that, I'd love to have Tom start off with some of our great mentions and giveaways.
We have Taste of Camarillo, the longest-running wine, food, and brew festival in Ventura County. Guests spend an afternoon sampling fine wines, craft beers, and gourmet foods on the grounds of the historic Camarillo Ranch House. That's Sunday, July 30th, 1 to 4, and you can find more information at MetalLarkServiceLeague.com. Tequila and Taco Festival, it's a music festival too. California's largest traveling tequila and taco music festival, returning to downtown Ventura Plaza Park And you will be there Saturday, July 22nd, and Sunday, July 23rd. You can win your tickets here. The 24th Annual Oxnard Salsa Festival. It is time for the hottest summer event. And that's the 24th Annual Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29 and 30th, Plaza Park, downtown Oxnard. Lots of fun and great salsa tasting. We have California kettle corn, the high-quality kernels, hand-popped and homemade, family-owned since 2007. You can go to cakettlecorn.com for more info. And finally, Rubicon Theater, based on the iconic animated film with an Academy Award-winning score by Alan Menken. We have Aladdin Jr. You're going to take the
I am going to take my grandchildren to that.
Good.
Yeah, but even if you don't have grandchildren, I'm telling you, they do such a great job over there. You got to go check them out. All right. Thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate that. I do want to, introduce Anna. Of course, she's been here many times. She's got her fingers on so many things in this community. And, of course, Jennifer Cooper Finnerty is in our studio. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Every time I turn around, you're like part of something. I'm like, okay, I'm going to just follow Jennifer around. So, you know, but you always do such a good job and you're always so passionate about what you do. So I love working with you. And of course, we're talking about A Taste of Camarillo, mm-hmm. and we've been like, oh God, giving tickets out and getting everybody excited. And of course, that is 2 days running. July 29th, Saturday night, is the wine auction gala. And then of course, The Taste of Camarillo is the Sunday. And of course, that is July 30th, big day, 1 to 4. They always do such a good job over there, and I love being a part of that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Next, we have Gary Blum and Kathy Marino, and they're coming in to talk about Oxnard Salsa Festival. And then, of course, we have Diana Anthony, who is actually joining us back, and she is with Bolt Equity Incorporated and Big Rich Realty. So we've got a full show for you. I'm really excited. And let's talk with Jennifer Cooper about really the Taste of Camarillo Wine, Brew, and Food Festival. They got it all happening there. I love when they have wine and beer and food.
You know, we're like expanding, and this year in the VIP, we even have Tito's Vodka.
Oh my God. That's like our favorite. I know. Oh God. My husband, you know what? That is his drink of choice. I don't know what it is about. It's just so smooth that I could even drink it, you know?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
They do such a good job. So, ooh, yummy, yummy. Mm-hmm. All right. So tell us a little bit about that day and what we're going to find and, you know, everything that we need to get our tickets now, right?
Yes.
You guys are selling out.
Yes. And we have I have a special promo for your listeners.
Ooh,
so
I like
we'll
promos.
We'll chat about
okay.
that in a second.
Yeah.
So again, we're the longest running wine and food festival. We've expanded over the years, added breweries. This is our 30th year, and it's a great two-day event. We have the gala on Saturday night, the wine auction gala, and then, of course, the festival with all the wineries. We have, like, over 60 wineries.
Oh, my gosh.
Sold. There's no more room for vendors, you know, like wineries, breweries, restaurants, which is such a good problem to have.
It really is.
And it's on the grounds of the historic Camarillo Ranch House.
Which is so beautiful, and it's so local. So, yes. I love it. It's, like, such a center place, you know?
Yes. Yeah. And so we're just really looking forward to a great day. It's a summertime, summer loving, you know, living is easy theme. Lots of sunflowers, and it's just going to be a beautiful day.
Ooh, I love it. So let's just start off with a wine auction. Of course, that's Saturday night before, and that's 5 until 10. Mm-hmm. What do you do then? I've never been to that one, and I'm kind of intrigued.
Yeah, so it's this year we have Main Course California catering our beautiful meal, farm-to-table meal.
Okay.
And they are, if you're not familiar, they're amazing.
No, I love them.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So they're doing our, and then we have Opolo Vineyards, which is sponsoring our sparkling. So when guests arrive, they'll have sparkling.
Love Opolo. Yes.
Okay. They're so wonderful.
I know. Yeah.
And then it's a full-on silent auction, live auction. Dessert will be served. And then the live auction takes, you know, probably a good, last year it took like a good couple of hours because
you had so many things.
So many great things.
Wow.
And so many wine enthusiasts.
And now,
there.
Is there still tickets for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are $80.
Okay.
But the secret that I'm going to give out.
Okay.
And this goes across the board for both days.
Okay.
If you buy any pack of 4 tickets,
okay.
So either for the gala or the festival or
uh-huh.
both,
okay.
You get $15 off each ticket.
Wow. That's huge. Okay.
So, and that offer is available online at our website.
Okay.
and through any Metalark member. And I know that would probably be harder to figure out who a Metalark member is. So right. I'm happy to give out my personal phone number, and I can put, I'm Metalark obviously, but I can put them in touch with a Metalark as well.
Okay, so let me make this really easy for my listeners. Mm-hmm. So if they don't win tickets here mm-hmm. and they want to purchase tickets, mm-hmm. right? So they would purchase, say, 2 wine auction and 2 two tastes. Mm-hmm. That would be 4.
Yes.
They would be $15
off each one.
Each one. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so, okay.
And let me tell you, the gala ticket normally right now is $80. That is a steal.
Galas
typically start at $125.
How many people are there? Is it going to be a smaller?
It's about 125. Okay. We expect about 125. Okay. I went last year. Oh, uh-huh. my goodness. It was just so fun.
Really?
And it's inside the barn. It's beautiful.
Okay.
And we're going to have live music, and it's going to be a really fun evening.
How fun. Yeah. I love those kind of things. Okay. Okay. And then let's move on to the Taste of Camarillo. Talk to us about, well, obviously Opala is going to be there. Okay. And tell us a little bit about, the day.
Yes. So when guests come, your ticket includes everything. So
okay.
Except for if you want to shop the silent auction
Sunday.
That would be extra. But so they come in, they get a glass, they get a plate, and they walk around to all of these amazing wineries and breweries and restaurants.
Okay.
And I was, for the last 2 weekends, I was up in Paso Robles area.
So I saw you. Yeah. I mean, I follow you on Facebook. It's funny. We can find out on Facebook,
yes,
right? But I was like, oh, she's getting more wine. She's getting more wine. She's getting more wine. Yeah.
So the wineries.
What a nice job, right?
I know.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it.
So all of these wineries are so generous. I mean, not only do they come and pour for no charge on Sunday, but they donate wine for the wine auction.
That's
on Saturday.
That's awesome.
So,
yeah.
And I was just going to name a few of them.
Please.
Cantera Cellars, Magnavino. I mentioned Opolo, Summerlin Winery and Carpinteria, Tally Vineyards. Twisted Paso, Artiste, Cake Bread Cellars will be in the VIP area. I was at a really nice restaurant last night, and I was looking at Cake Bread, in their wine wall. I mean, it was just
nice.
Cass Winery, Derby Wine Estates. I mean, just over 60.
So let me ask you, VIP, let's talk about that mm-hmm. for a second. What's going to be in VIP? Do people, are you going to be able to eat in there and
yes.
drink?
Yes.
I know you mentioned Tito's will be there.
Yes,
so,
Tito's will be in the VIP, as will Cafe Friends.
Oh, okay. Yes. Love John and Kimberly. Yes.
Yes. And then Cake Bread Cellars.
Yep.
And then our guests that purchase VIP tickets will get VIP parking. And we have great parking attendants, but sometimes it's nice to just cruise into that VIP spot.
Oh my God, love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So VIP, that includes, all of those things include the VIP ticket, and it's $155. Again, if you purchase 4, you get $15 off that.
Okay.
And you're free to go in and out of the VIP area, obviously. You want to go into the other
Yeah, you want to walk around and then, go back to your little
place
VIP.
To lounge and sit and things like that.
Yeah, good. All right. Wow. Well, what a great day. Now, you're going to be having the silent auction. Mm-hmm. Can you talk, kind of hint about some of the things that they're going to be able to get there?
You know, the auction prizes every day, I'll get a little message or something. Oh, I have this, and oh, I have that. And the community is so generous. I mean,
everybody wants to be a part of, getting their name out there. At the same time, it's a win-win because they give back, right?
Yes. Yeah. So one really unique item that we have this year is a wine barrel that's made into a dog bed.
Oh, cute.
It's cut out, in the front for the dog to get in. It has this really soft little pillow in it. I know there's a lot of animal lovers.
That's going to be a hot item. Yep.
Another item we have in our live auction is our sponsoring vineyard, which is Sunland Winery up in Westlake.
Right.
They're sponsoring the wine for Saturday night. And so they're doing wine and chocolate for a year. So,
oh God, kill me right now. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So just some really, we have,
that's really cool. Yeah.
We have a wine escape, trip. Mm-hmm. We just have some amazing
How
things.
Fun is yeah, that? Well, so I fun. Love what, this day is going to bring. And of course I encourage all my listeners to, seriously, if you can't, we're going to put our number out right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course that is a pair of general tickets for the Taste of Camarillo Wine Brew and Food Festival. And of course, that is happening Sunday, July 30th, 1 to 4. You can win tickets here right now. Call in, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. But if you don't win, you can still get a great deal. And of course, what Jennifer's saying is you buy four tickets, go in with a couple that you want to go with, or you know, four in your family, whatever way, you get $15 off each ticket. What a steal. And what a great thing. And remember when you go to these things, they're win-win, because there's so many great things that these pay for other people and different foundations. So I appreciate that. And I'm excited to be a part of this and share it with our listeners. So thank you again.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Let me mention the promo code if
please.
I can. So if they happen to go online to our website, it's www.metallarkserviceleague.com. And then the promo code is July 4, the number 4.
July 4. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
And if they reach out to me personally, then I can also get tickets to them if they don't do it online.
Okay, perfect. All right, great. We've been posting this all over, our Facebook and social and all that.
Right.
So, and I know you guys, we've been following you and sharing it. And so there's lots. Are you going to have the promo on there too?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. So I can just share that with our listeners. Mm-hmm. All right, Jennifer, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
And so much. This is going to be such a great day. I can't wait. And I thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You got it. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. Again, we've got tickets to the Taste of Camarillo. You got to get them. We've got a couple pairs that we can share with you. Call in right now at 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got more stuff to give away.
It's time for Southern California's hottest summer event, the 24th Annual Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th at Plaza Park in downtown Oxnard. 2 days of spicy foods and sizzling entertainment. Enjoy the region's best salsa bands. Take to the dance floor when the music moves you. Enjoy authentic foods and refreshing beer and margaritas. Taste award-winning salsas. Shop in their marketplace. Plus, tortilla art and fun activities for the kids. Festival admission is free. Premium seating available online. Don't miss the Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th. Visit OxnardSalsaFestival.com. Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Please join us for Metalark Service League's 30th annual A Taste of Camarillo Wine, Brew, and Food Festival, the longest-running wine and food festival in Ventura County. Guests spend an afternoon sampling on the grounds of the historic Camarillo Ranch. Dust off your boots and enjoy country-western music and dancing with live performances. There'll be a VIP Lark Saloon, Wet Your Whistle Watering Hole, and shopping in the shade of 100-year-old trees. All proceeds from the Taste of Camarillo benefit local and Ventura County charities. Saturday and Sunday, July 29th and 30th. For more information, visit www.metalarkserviceleague.com. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, we are in the 805. Our next guest is Gary Blum and Kathy Marino. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing great.
Thanks good, for having
good,
us.
Good. And we are talking about the Oxnard Salsa Festival. I'm so excited to be a part of this. And of course, it is the 24th annual year. That just isn't that bizarre that you could, like, I don't know, where does the time go? It's like crazy. We're not getting old, are we?
No, not at all.
And Gary's been, you've been there since the beginning, right?
I know. I know. I mean, I've been talking to him for a while about this.
I'm
and,
like a newcomer at 13 years.
There you go. There you go. But anyways, there is 2 days, July 29th and 30th over at the Plaza Park. And in fact, you know, they asked me to dance, okay? And thank you very much, Gary. I was going to look. But, you know, oh, God, I just got a lot going on right now. But I'm excited to hear who are the dancers. And, of course, they always have, like, these great things that they're doing and giving back. And so let's talk a little bit about it. But welcome, you guys, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah. So who's going to be some of the dancers?
Okay, so, you know, normally we try to split it up. We have half guys and half girls. Okay. This year, though, the girls are winning. There, okay. We have 5 women and 1 gentleman.
Okay.
So we've got Elise Martinez. She's dancing for Dream Foundation. It's a local charity.
Okay.
Carol Cantrell for Project Understanding.
Okay, great.
Excellent organization.
Yep.
And, you know, we may only have one guy, but we've got the star power. We have Julian Martinez, who was on The Voice.
Oh,
and,
wow.
His dad
that's awesome.
Is actually with the Oxnard Fire Department. So Julian is like our hometown hero.
Okay.
We're so excited about having Julian. Okay. He's performing. Are dancing for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Oxnard and Wainini.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so
very
that's
cool.
That's near and dear to everyone in Oxnard. And then Marie Briggs, who's actually been on our committee for numerous years, we got her up on the dance floor.
Yep. Oh, my God.
And she's dancing for Oxnard PAL. It's a great youth program as well. And she's actually
there's
been on
so
the board.
Many amazing programs. I can't tell you. It's like every time I hear about it, just it's like, oh, my God. Like, we have so many great people working for so many great causes.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it's all about. Yeah. And then we have 2 more gals. Marissa Trujillo Martinez, who's doing dancing for I'm a Kid Who Can Incorporated.
Oh.
And Susie Azucena Gomez, who's playing dancing for El Concilio.
Wow.
So we got
okay.
a lot of nonprofits.
This is going to be... Yeah. Okay, and so when does that happen? Does that happen Friday night? Does that happen
Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Okay, so thank you very much.
At the
main
stage.
So Friday is opening night, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Okay, talk
concert.
To us. Let's start there.
Friday night, we do we open it up with a concert Friday night. And so the we don't offer the food or the festival activities, but just a concert.
Okay.
So we have the concert venue all... We rush it done by Friday afternoon. And so this year we are going to have Leslie Paula and her Latin band. It's a 12-piece band. And their special guest will be Yari Mori. And Leslie's been at our festival a couple of times, but it's been a couple of years since we've had her. And she's a powerhouse dynamo performer. And so we're really excited about that. The concert runs 7 to 9. People can get tickets beforehand online.
And how much
or they
are
get
tickets?
Entire tables, yep.
$15.
Okay.
If you buy them online, they're $15 and $20 at the gate, which is an incredible deal
perfect.
For these performers.
Okay.
That we
okay.
Off.
Very cool.
Yeah, and you can bring your own food, right, Gary?
You can bring your own food, but if you want to buy beverages, it's there at the concert.
Okay, do a picnic.
Yeah,
what a great idea,
Kathy.
Yeah,
and then you just buy your beverages from us at the concert.
Okay, very cool. All right, so then let's move into Saturday.
Okay, so the festival is 11 to 7 both days. So we kick off the festival at 11 a.m., and our concert venue, a couple years ago, for safety purposes, we had to actually... fence it off and start charging just a $5 nominal fee. The festival is free to attend, but just to get into the concert venue, it's $5. But that gets you in there all day long. You get 3 great bands for $5. So it's a really good
deal. It's a deal, yeah.
And then all the food vendors will open up, the arts and craft vendors, and there'll be 3 bands throughout the day and a variety of other activities. On Saturday, I think we also have Kathy.
Well, there's also our salsa tasting tent. Which
oh my God, that's amazing.
All weekend long. Yeah. That's kind of where I'm posted some of the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, local restaurants, some non-local restaurants.
Are you going to have your restaurant out there? Is that what you mean? You're posted?
I did do that when I had
out in there. Okay, that's got it. Yeah.
That.
Oh my God.
My
okay. And so where is there who's going to be in there?
That's all we're getting. Actually, we're getting our menu and map together right now. We still have some latecomers that are wanting to be in there.
Okay.
So we haven't
All right. So can my listeners, if they if they're hearing this and they want to be a part of it, can they still get in?
Yes. Oh, for the for the amateur salsa contest you're talking about. Oh, so that's like a different little thing. That's the contest is on Sunday morning.
Okay.
And yes, they can go to our website and there's still time to enter. It's $25. So we're talking about.
Okay. So hold on. We jumped.
Right.
Okay. So I'm talking about we get our little our chips and our salsa plate. We go in and taste all the salsas. That's Saturday, correct?
Both days. Oh, all day
Saturday
long.
Saturday and Sunday.
11 to 7.
Got it. Okay.
That runs the whole festival.
Okay, cool.
And that's $5 to get in there, and you get 10 tastes.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Of all different types of salsa. And we're kind of even opening it up to international types of sauces, too, because we're trying to
grow
and have other new exciting things happening in there.
Right.
And then... the people in the salsa tent are professional restaurants
jarred salsa. So now you have somebody actually entering their salsas, right?
Amateur salsa contest.
Okay.
And you could enter your salsa, Kim. You have a great salsa that you make.
I love salsa. You know what? It's funny. You can kind of make a salsa out of anything and you make it. We were talking about, do you like a kick or do you like it? Blend.
I like not burn my buds.
Yeah, that's me neither. But I like a kick to it. So how about you, Gary?
Oh, I can handle it.
You like the hot ones, right? All right. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking about Oxnard Salsa Festival. And I'm so excited to be a part of this again. I can't believe that another year is flying by. And, of course, this is the 24th annual Oxnard Festival. And we're talking about July 29th and 30th at the Plaza Park in downtown Oxnard. We've got Gary Blum and Kathy Marino here in our studio, and we are sharing all these great things that that you can be a part of. It's free to attend, other than the $5 that gets in. Is that right?
$5 if you want to sit in front of the band.
Okay.
Or $5 to enter the salsa tasting tent.
Got it. Okay.
But otherwise, it's
free.
Parking's free. Okay. Access is free.
Lots of kids activities, too. So definitely a nice family event.
Oh, very cool.
We have a whole section of kids things to do.
Okay.
Art projects and stuff.
Art projects, climbing walls.
I love that. Because then the parents can kind of, relax a little bit.
Right.
And or they can actually get them there because there's something
to do. There's something to do because you don't want your kids bored.
Yeah,
then no one has fun, right?
So, all right. Okay, so talk about Sunday.
Sunday, we'll have the salsa tasting tent will be open again.
Okay.
We'll have three bands on Saturday, three bands on Sunday. And probably the biggest thing will be the Dancing with the Community Stars. That'll be at 1 o'clock. And that's when the crowds really swell, when supporters for all those nonprofits show up. But we'll have three bands, La Verdad, Angel Lebron, and then we close this Sunday with Janine Puente, who's a really popular band.
She's great. I love her.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's awesome.
Well, you know what? You guys always do such a great job. And I know that you brought in some giveaways here. And so we've got some tickets, one to the concert venue and some seating wristbands and some salsa tasting tent passes, right? And then you get drinks with that and all of this at the Oxnard Salsa Festival. So I'd love to start giving those out, excuse me, at 805-419-0008, and I have for Saturday and I have for Sunday, so definitely call in right now. Is there anything else that we missed?
Kim, I just like to say this festival is primarily put on by volunteers. We have a small paid crew that handles the administrative part. But if people still want to volunteer, they can go to our website and you get a complimentary t-shirt. You get access to the salsa tent for free, just very small, flexible shifts. There's a wide variety of positions still available. But if they go to our website at OxnardSalsaFestival.com, there's a get involved button. You click on that and there's a volunteer button. And we're always looking for volunteers that like to come and have fun.
I love that. You know what? And really, if you want to get out of the house and you kind of maybe you don't have somebody to go with, go and help. That's what it's all about. Is once you're involved, you kind of can like just, you know, you're giving back. You're being a part of something. And not only that, it's a win-win. So I love that, Gary. Thank you for sharing that. Because seriously, if you don't get out there, from having this show, I can't tell you how many times I like, you know, roll your sleeves up and just get out there and do something to make a difference in this world. And that's what it's all about. And of course, you know my saying, many hands make little work. And that's what Definitely. We do. So I appreciate you both coming in. Gary Blum and Kathy Marino, Oxnard Salsa Festival. I'd love to get some tickets in your hand. But I'd love to also just see all of you out there on July 29th and 30th at the Plaza Park in downtown. 2 days of spicy foods and sizzling entertainment. And actually, not only that, is get out there and root for your organization and your dancer. I just think that's the bravest thing, to go out there and be a part of that. When you said it, there was like, you know, one of those parts that you go, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. I don't know, but I don't know.
And just talking about that, the Dancing with the Stars, in the 11 years we've been doing that, we've raised over $750,000 to these local charities.
That's awesome.
So it is making a difference.
It gives back.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you guys for both being here. And thank you for being a part of the brighter side of the 805. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. Our lines are open, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805.
DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Wow, we've been giving away lots and lots of stuff. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I do want to mention one thing really quick is I'd love to start getting my teams together for making strides against breast cancer. And, of course, that is happening in Thousand Oaks, October 7th, and then in Ventura, October 14th. And I would love for my listeners to be a part of this. No one walks alone. And of course, I am going to be at both of them. Right now, I want to introduce one of my friends, Diana Anthony. And of course, she is with Bolt Equities Incorporated and Big Rich Realty. We've known each other for a very long time. She's been on my show for years past and then came back now. And welcome, Diana. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Of course. And so, of course, you know, I say this and many of you have heard her commercial. But really, when you hire Diana to, one, either look for a home or to find a home for you or to sell your home or to any of those things, you're hiring a friend, you know, and that's what I love about you. But you have like a world of knowledge. I mean, I don't know. Every time I talk to her, I'm like, I learned something new. So I thank you for that.
Yep. Anytime. I'm here to educate.
You really are. And so I want to just have my listeners find out a little bit about you. And I know that you started your career back in 1980, correct?
Yep. 1980, back in San Bernardino, helping my husband develop real estate properties.
And so from there, you began selling real estate in 1994.
Well, here in Ventura County.
Right. And you are a resident of Ventura, right?
Now I'm a resident here. Yeah. Prior to that, I was selling real estate in Malibu and in Hawaii.
In Hawaii. Nice. How is the market different in Hawaii as opposed to out here? Is it crazy different?
It's a resort community, first off.
Right.
in saying that, with real estate in Hawaii, you're looking at long-term purchases. Okay, you can rent a lot of them, but the market there fluctuates much more than here, primarily because of weather. You have a lot of people coming in from China, from Hong Kong, from Manila. So they would try to turn it over when the lender couldn't let them turn it over. So it was a difficult market, but prices just kept jacking up.
Yeah,
it was easy to sell.
Oh, that's neat. Okay. So here, where is our market out here, just in your knowledge and your
question.
Best?
Yeah. I will tell you that we're probably in a 10-year market from when we started our crash.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is probably about 2004, 2005, 2006. Okay. There are a lot of homes on the market right now. If you notice, there's a lot of open houses. The market's going really good, you don't really need to do open houses. Prices are, you know, the homes just start selling. The other thing right now is that they're taking a lot of price reductions.
You think they are taking? I thought they were overbidding.
Some houses.
Okay.
You're
going to
find
What is the average home? Like the low-priced homes are, you know, I mean, I know when my daughter was looking, they would find a home, put a full price offer on it. It's not even like when we used to do it. We'd go, you know, a little bit under, right, and hope we get it. Now you have to go at market price,
well,
right?
Right now there are pockets that are doing very well.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything between the 650 and a million is taking a little bit longer.
Correct.
Okay. Anything over a million is taking even longer. If you're in the, you know, 5 million, 10 million, 15 million, you pick and choose whatever you want to have.
Right.
I mean, even Michael Jackson's place took a 400, you know, $1,000 hit.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But so in saying that, when you say there's a median market, in our area, you can go up in the hillside on Londo Clear Point, or you can go up Church Street up above the city, you know, above the city offices.
Right.
And then you have the beach properties, and then you have everything in between. And if you're looking at a Thomas Guide grid, it's very deceiving because you may have a property across the street that's $400,000 and one on the other side that's $800,000 or has a view. Same thing in the on the east end, off Kimball and Telegraph, you've got the Presidential Tract, which is, you know, going in the 7 and 8s, and then across the street you have classical homes that are, you know, 4 and 5, and then the older homes. So it's really hard to say there's a median, but when you hear that on the radio or you hear that from a national association of realtors or anybody else, they're averaging, okay? And a lot of times in averaging, they take $1 million property and then they got, you know, 300 and 400s, and that's not really an average or a median. Oh. So it's very deceiving.
Very interesting. So. Huh. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. We're talking with Diana Anthony. Diana, give everybody your phone number that they can call you.
It's 805-340-6135.
And your website?
It's DianaJAnthony.net.
.net. Okay, yeah. Perfect. So... what is what about? I know you work with a lot of bank-owned properties. Talk to us about those. Those always kind of excite me. But is there, you know, are they stricter to work with, or how does that work?
We're not in a flipping market at this moment. With bank-owned properties, the banks are allowed to keep properties off the market for a period of time. They'll always keep them off the market for 6 months. Because anytime a bank takes over a property, they have to have a period of time, 180 days, to make sure no liens are going to pop up onto the property, because when they turn it over to the new buyer, it must be free of all liens. So in saying that, there's a lot of inventory out there. There's short sales are coming up again, foreclosures are coming up. We have one coming up on Zion Way. Ojai Road just fell out of escrow again because the Santa Paula city said that the front of the house has rocks and the back has foundation cement. So there's just things that the bank doesn't disclose, and the buyer really needs to have somebody there that can guide them what they need to look at so that they can get a loan that would cover the expenses, or, they don't want a money pit.
Right.
So they need somebody to guide them on that situation.
So what do you have that's interesting right now for our listeners that, they might be interested in?
We've got 7 new bank-owned properties coming up, some of them in Oxnard. There's one on Zion Way that's coming back on the market, which is a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, and a gated community, which is right off Ralston and Victoria.
Okay.
Ralston and Victoria. And then the one in Ojai, we have another one coming up at Leisure Village. We got Occidental in Oxnard is back on the market. So a lot of these properties, even though they're very well priced, are coming back on the market. The lenders aren't lending. The interest rates are going up.
Wow. Okay.
So even on bank-owned properties, it's not that easy of a deal.
So, when you're looking for a home, are you everybody already pre-approved? Is that something that you like to have done, or how does that work?
Well, in saying that they're pre-approved, it's more for the buyer so that they know what their payments are going to be. Because a lot of the buyers don't understand what the lenders, the verbiage they use, which is PITI, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, and how that affects them. And they also don't understand how that affects them in tax time. And what they pay, like points and things like that, when they're purchasing a house, a lot of buyers don't know that those are things that they can write off at the end of the year, okay? Or they don't understand that there's going to be property taxes. And in Ventura County, there may be in September and October, 8 months of reserves that are required. So the purpose of being pre-qualified is more for the buyer than for me, because they need to know what their payments are going to be. And if the payments are too high, it's better to find out now.
Yeah, then
before
after
they get into
sign
a transaction
in,
and say, I didn't know I had to come up with that much money. I didn't know I had to pay this. I didn't know my payments were going to be here.
Right, exactly. Now, interest rates, is it a good time to buy, or should we, you know, I mean, it's always, you never know. It's a part where you're constantly trying to look into the famous ball, right?
If it's your home and you're planning on staying there, then the interest rates aren't really going to make that big of a difference, because the interest rates are going to go up, you know, with when the prices go down. So the interest rate goes up, houses go down. So you're going to win somewhere along the line. But you're going to have to stay in that home probably 5, 6, 7 years, because our markets are cyclical. They change. They go up, they go down. And if you're thinking you're going to keep it for 2 years and refinance it and get money out, it's probably not the best time to do it.
So right now, because things are
not.
A little bit higher. Yeah.
It's a little bit higher. But in saying that, the interest rates are low. The prices are higher. When the interest rates start going up, the houses go down. So if you have the cash, it'll you know, make up the difference, because your property taxes are based on the purchase price.
Right. So it could be a win-win either way. I mean, you never know when's the right time, do you? I mean,
there's no bell that goes off when it's a low, low market. And there's no bell that goes off when you're at the top of the market so you can capitalize. It's just your life situations come up, and because of your life, you have to make changes, whether it's a good change because you're getting divorced, or it's a change because you're sick, or you lost your job, or you've been transferred to another state. Whatever it is, it's a life change. So you have to take all that into consideration when you're buying a house.
And, you know, I'm a hair therapist, right? And so when I do hair, I also do therapy. And I think when you do your real estate, you do therapy too, right? Because you kind of walk them through and make sure that they're home. Okay, so let's talk about that.
I have in front of me a new buyer package. And it basically, there's probably 30 items on here. But what it takes to buy your home, I walk people through that, what being represented by an agent means.
Okay. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, will you go through some of that list?
Sure.
Because I don't think a lot of people do this. And I think I love that you helped us with that, because it just gives you one thought of, you know, am I doing the right thing? You know, because mm-hmm. you get caught in that emotional moment. So, okay. Anyways, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking again to Diana Anthony, but I would love to give something away right now. And of course, I've got Taste of Camarillo, I've got tequila and taco festival tickets, and I've got Oxnard Salsa Festival tickets. We've got all of those, and you can call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Just leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. Call right now. Thank you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time for Southern California's hottest summer event, the 24th Annual Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th to 30th at Plaza Park in downtown Oxnard. 2 days of spicy foods and sizzling entertainment. Enjoy the region's best salsa bands. Take to the dance floor when the music moves you. Enjoy authentic foods and refreshing beer and margaritas. Taste award-winning salsas. Shop in their marketplace. Plus, tortilla art and fun activities for the kids. Festival admission is free. Premium seating available online. Don't miss the Oxnard Salsa Festival, July 29th and 30th. Visit OxnardSalsaFestival.com.
Get ready to go to a whole new world when Rubicon Theater Company kicks off the summer youth programs with Aladdin Jr. Soar to new heights on a flying carpet ride filled with romance and adventure. This magical musical will take the audience on an unforgettable journey. When the street urchin Aladdin vies for the attention of the beautiful Princess Jasmine, he uses a genie magic power to become a prince in order to marry her. Aladdin Jr. opens July 7th and runs for 5 performances through July 9th. For tickets, call 805-667-2020. Or go to www.rubicontheater.org.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back. And I would love to give some tickets away. How about Rubicon Theater tickets? And you know what? I'm going to also throw in some California Kettle Corn. I've got my name on them. And if you have a business or anything and you want to do something different, telling you Kettle Corn is the way to go. So I'd love to share those with you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. I do want to remind everyone that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm talking with Diana Anthony. She is with Bolt Equity Incorporated and Big Rich Realty. Her phone number so that you can work with her is 805-340-6135. That's 340-6135. Or you can go to dianajanthony.net. And check out all her website. Check out all her references. That's really what I want you to be checking out, because anybody that works with Diana, I'm just telling you, she becomes like a life friend, you know. So when you helped us with our house, it wasn't only that you helped us with our house, you became part of our family.
Yep.
And I always, I know, and I always think about this one thing that you did, you know, with my dog. Here she comes in this beautifully dressed outfit, and my dog jumped on her, and she was like, no problem, I've got another jacket in the car, right? But your love for animals is also another passion of yours, correct?
Yeah.
And of course German Shepherds, right?
German Shepherds, pit bulls. And I tend to attract people who are, you know, dog
animal
people
lovers.
Animal people,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And with saying that, that I'm always there, I'm basically like the center. If there's a problem with anything, I'm the one they come to, whether it's plumbing or it's dog stuff or it's, you know, they
you're
need
like
a,
me,
they need
like
electrician,
yeah,
they
you're
need a hair
connector. You
yeah.
Know, yeah.
So I'm always trying to help them with that. But, you know, back to our last question of what I do differently with buyers is that a lot of buyers, you know, think they know because they watch TV what's really happening out there. And that's not always the case. There's differences in short sales and bank-owned properties, how they're treated in a standard sale, just the terminology in itself, how the process works. After that, after the transaction closes, I still don't go away, which is good news and bad news, depending on how you look at it.
No, I think it's good news. But because if there was a piece of paper that I'm like, oh, darn, they said I still needed this, you're like, I got it. Don't worry about it. You know, so
I have everything scanned. Not only do I print everything for my clients, even though we're in a paperless world, most people like to feel and look at the paperwork. But I also scan everything and put it on a CD. If they need something, their accountant needs something, it's usually quicker for me to get it because I know what they're asking for. They can just send me a text or email or call me, and I'll forward it, that one document.
I'm
to
just
them.
Gonna say you need Diana Anthony in your court. Okay, I mean, there are people like that. You're like, you go that extra mile. That's who I am. I've always been that way. There's people that just, you know, it's not like, oh, you need what? You know, it's like, oh, yeah, got it. No problem. I figured it out. And it doesn't, you love helping people.
Well, like I said, when I first started and I first bought my house, they didn't tell me anything. Just sign here, sign here, sign here. And I made some mistakes. And there are a lot of single women out there. And even in the Times Room right now, they've had husbands who have made the decisions. And they really don't understand what they're signing. So, and they're not going to ask me because they don't know what they don't know.
Exactly.
And in addition to that, they don't want to look stupid.
Right.
They want to feel like they're in control.
Right.
So in educating them in that process, they get to keep their pride. They get to learn. and they can avoid a lot of mistakes.
So go with your list that we were talking about. What do you do when you have, you know, tell, what is that list exactly?
This is a new buyer list, and it goes into what it takes to really buy a home. There's a number of first-time home buyer assistant programs out there that help with your down payment. They call it DPA, down payment assistance. Regarding the lending process, they need to be aware that even though they give one piece of paper, the lender is going to ask for the same thing like 6-7 times. And they'll ask for bank statements, all sorts of stuff.
Okay. So. And so you kind of walk this list. Do you give this list to your potential buyer?
I walk them through everything because, as I said, most of the lenders are going to talk in lenderese, if you will. And their documents are all numbers, and a lot of people are not familiar with that. And they'll speak to them on the phone. Most people are not auditory. They're very visual. And in saying that, there's good lenders, there's bad lenders, there's good realtors, there's bad realtors. There's always a degree of experience. And I've said numerous times, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Because when you're in this business, this is a big purchase. A lot of people are spending $300,000, some are spending $2 million.
Right.
And even if it's $300,000 to that person,
is their
biggest purchase of their life.
That is very
true. And if they can avoid mistakes, and if they can capitalize on some of the things that they can write off at tax time, and a lot of that comes in changing, you know, rent versus buying. What's the difference? And I walk them through that so they can see what the advantages are.
Wow. So. You have so much, information. I love that. I want to, I'm excited because you're going to be coming on more and more with me and sharing all your information. But I want to give my listeners your phone number, and you don't mind them calling you and asking you questions.
I take all my own calls.
Okay. So 805-340-6135. That's 340-6135. That's Diana Anthony. And of course, that's DianaJAnthony.net. Look her up. I'm telling you, she's going to do some amazing things for you. We are at the end of our show. That was like so much information. I can't wait for you to come back on. We always talk
that's
like
a,
this,
that's
you know,
a fire
I know,
hosting.
I know, God, I tell you. Well, I want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July. Be safe, taking those family moments and share that with everyone out there. And make sure you take care of your animals. That's another thing. Make sure they're in your home and that they're not scared. But with that, I want to say I always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. You can't separate peace from freedom because no one can be at peace unless he has his freedom. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I'll talk to you next week.